makes me happy. Pretty lies in your eyes, finest wine I heard is better here in Cali. Why you go ghost on me? No hugs, no love, no lie, you almost had me. You know you burnt me softly. We caught fire in the hills, can't get them off me. And now your spirit haunts me. Shadows of your silhouette, they still confront me.
Could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks as always for listening.
I saw you sitting in the rain.
Have you ever questioned why gifting flowers is such a common gesture of kindness or love? Well, listen here. Believe it or not, the presence of flowers triggers happy emotions. Their presence also increases the feeling of life satisfaction and positively affects social behavior. A team of researchers from Rutgers conducted a 10-month study that has concluded that flowers are a natural and healthy way to regulate your mood. Dr. Jeanette Haviland-Jones found that flowers have an immediate impact on happiness. All study participants expressed true or excited smiles upon receiving flowers, demonstrating extraordinary delight and gratitude. Flowers have a long-term positive effect on moods. Specifically, study participants reported feeling less depressed, anxious, and agitated after receiving flowers. Flowers make intimate connections. The presence of flowers led to increased contact with family and friends. So, next time you are wondering what to get a loved one or what to bring to a dinner party, bring flowers. They are sure to make the recipient smile. This message is brought to you by your flower-loving DJs here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington.
Welcome to In the Mix. We're your hosts, Natalie Richardson Wymore
and Charlotte Kang. You're listening to the 2025 Cynic Sex Issue episode.
For this episode, Charlotte and I talked to a burlesque performer from the Green Mountain Cabaret, Sidereal Vixen.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. We got the chance to sit down with Sidereal at her house. We talked burlesque, the art of performing, and the space it creates for healing.
Here's Sidereal now.
Hello, my name is Sidereal Vixen. I am a burlesque performer with the Green Mountain Cabaret. I also perform under the stage name Sid Vix, who is my drag king persona.
How do you describe burlesque to people who aren't familiar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a great question. I mean, is it cheesy to say expect the unexpected?
Teatherama is coming to this theater soon.
As we know it in the 30s and 40s, I believe, where it was more of a shock to see a little bit of nudity.
Why, Tempest Storm is the biggest attraction in burlesque today. So big.
It used to be that revealing or removing a piece of clothing to reveal something was the sensational. And that can still be that can still be a part of it, like seeing someone slightly nude in a way you wouldn't necessarily see them walking down the street. That is, there's something like beautiful and something really intimate about that.
Can you tell us a little bit just about like Sidereal Vixen?
She is a bit of a queen. She likes to be right about a lot of different things. She is right 95% of the time, we could say 80. 80 is actually probably more accurate. she wants to be right more than that. She has a lot of opinions. She likes to move. She likes to feel connected with her body. She likes to make people laugh and make people have a good time. So creating a persona, it can be a very direct, intentional process, or it can be more of an exploratory growing process that kind of evolves over time. And I think all of us, all performers in general, kind of find that the persona is a bit of a caricature of ourselves on top of whatever additional elements feels like a fun thing to include. So I recently performed at Untapped, which is a night of burlesque and drag at the Monkey House, that's been going on for a while. And this was a few weeks ago. And as I was figuring out the costume I wanted and the reveals, the act kind of started coming into place as it was a little bit more of a discovery process for me. And it was silly. There was a line in the song called Made You Look that happened again and again and again. So I just kept adding more and more googly eyes to my number. So the preparation turned from practicing lip syncing, practicing dance moves, and then the day of was just, how do I add more googly eyes to this number? This can be a very emotional art, and that doesn't always necessarily include laughter. Like sometimes making people feel anger or sadness or longing can be a beautiful thing to include in the story that you're trying to tell on stage. So sometimes the perfectionism that I personally experience can be a little bit of a barrier for me, and my perfectionism tends to be such a character of her own that I kind of think of her in a similar way to that I think of my performer persona. A lot of times when I go up on stage and perfectionism gets a little bit too loud, I will encounter a vulnerability hangover, which it's just when I start second guessing choices that I have made on stage, wishing that I could have done something slightly different. But it's kind of a perpetual act of self-acceptance, of just being proud of where I was at that moment and what I was able to do in that moment, and reminding myself that, you know, people had a good time.
What got you into doing burlesque?
It was a beautiful manic hyperfocus that struck me like a flipping lightning strike from no, I was not expecting it. It was the summer that I had some tragic family stuff happen, and I went to my first burlesque show, and I saw these amazing performers doing incredible stuff. I had never seen anything like that on stage, and I was just kind of struck with, I want to do that. yeah, I just wanted to be one of those incredibly posh, talented, sparkly humans on stage who weren't afraid to get a little weird. The first time I performed, it was a complete out-of-body experience. And it felt so new to me, but also so right. It has been such an integral part of me developing a better relationship to my body than anything I've encountered in current society. Sidereal has let me give a character to the gender that I've wanted to perform. I grew up and I was a huge tomboy, constantly resisted getting into feminine stuff for the sake of I was being forced to enjoy it by society. So I grew up a socialized female. And being Sidereal Vixen allowed me to enjoy aspects of femininity that I have always rejected because I didn't want to have to do that. I wanted to want to do it. It's like I was a cat and I was being put in the feminine box, so I couldn't sit in it because I was being placed into it, but once allowed to go into it on my own accord, I really like it here sometimes. Being able to perform on stage and feeling those moments of where you're connected both with yourself and with the audience. The first word that comes to mind is it's a little addicting. It's very fun and it leaves you riding a beautiful, emotional upswing for like the rest of the week, the rest of the month. So that I'd say like both on stage when I'm very connected with the audience and then also when I'm the most connected with myself from either taking a class or getting into that mode in my own dance space. It feels good. It feels right. It feels like this is something that I want to keep doing. In terms of burlesque and performance art, if you want to be on stage, you belong on that stage. Hands down, the community is here to lift you up. Even if you don't think that you fit in, we want you there.
You've been listening to In the Mix's Sex Issue episode. This episode was produced, written, and edited by Charlotte King and Natalie Richardson-Wymore.
Our editors are Natalie Richardson-Wymore, Charlotte King, Maxine Thornton, and Grace Wong.
And a very special thanks to the Green Mountain Cabaret and Sidereal Vixen.